Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful, lovable listeners. This is Jude Albright, and I'm so very glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. I'm sure that you are aware that everything on this planet has a life, and that means that addictions have a life of their own, too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see and hear and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm actually wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? Well, what about your rightness? When you love something, like an addiction, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and you give them love, you are much better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's your fear that's coming up. So please, please forget about what our songs and our movies and all of our TV programs program you how to feel about love. Today, we are going to be exploring love. At last, the secret of love is going to be revealed. Love itself is gentle and nourishing and nurturing, supporting, and it feels like just a nice, big, huge hug. Some of us, though, desperately wanting love, try to seek it outside of ourselves. We tend to push it away. We're afraid of love. And you know, fear is the opposite of love. And I'm sure you're wondering, just what does this thing called love have to do with addiction? Well, find out on this show where love is and how to get it. And understand that your addiction may be causing you to lose out on love. Please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights. We're all in this together. And I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our depressions and our hatreds and our angers, our despair and our lack, and all the killing that's going on the planet, all of which contribute to addictions. I'm not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I am simply a messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. I'm asking you, how can you be more loving? And please remember that your journey is yours to travel, and not everyone is going to understand that. So please, take another look at the beliefs that you hold about love, because these beliefs become the pattern for how we create. So let's look at just exactly what love is. I am love. I am lovable, and I am loving. And so are you. However, if you don't recognize and realize this truth, you may need a reset, a boost to the real you. Please allow me to be that boost, help with that reset, and think about this for a moment. I'm asking you to remember, to go back to the time before we both decided to incarnate here on planet Earth. And I'm asking you to remember how we promised that we would remind each other when we seemed to forget or appeared to be trapped in Earth's lower vibration. And by the way, addiction is a lower vibration. Well, I'm keeping that promise, and I am reminding you of the authentic you, the love that you really are, that you truly are, that you can't destroy, the real love, the real you. Consciousness is everywhere because it's energy, and we're pure energy. And for centuries, we have allowed ourselves to be considered less than, inferior, less important, and weak. We have unconsciously accepted this non-deserving belief in our lives by experiencing money problems, by being unable to pay our bills, by remaining in unfulfilling and non-supporting relationships, and women by destroying our beautiful bodies by creating breast and uterine diseases, by physical abuse, and men by allowing yourself to destroy your beautiful bodies also with sexual diseases. Let's look at society. And right now, I'm going to focus on women in society because for a long, long time, women have been left out of the addiction arena, and there has been much more focus on male dependency. At one time, people actually believed women couldn't get addicted and that it was something that was a problem with men. Today we know that is not true. So again, let's focus on society. Okay, let's take religion. Women, religions have taught us that men are superior, and they have continuously programmed us with scriptures that supposedly prove the superiority of men. For example, the powerful wife of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, was reduced to a whore in the Bible. Interesting. And let's look at Catholicism, where females cannot even be priests, leaders. I guess technically, though, that would be priestess. And let's go to business. Corporations have demonstrated lower pay scales for women continually and still do today. And we can go to medicine. Medicine has followed suit by prescribing more tranquilizers and antidepressants to women as opposed to men. And by the way, these drugs sedate true feelings and power. And it is true feelings that create the power to create what it is that we truly want in our lives. Then there is sexual abuse. Many, many women have suffered more rape and physical violence than men. Now, why am I even talking about these issues? Well, I'm talking about them because what I really, really would like to make clear today is that addiction is a deserving issue. It is an unconscious belief that you don't deserve love. However, that is the most ridiculous belief, because how can you not deserve who you really are? And you really are love. That's it. So instead, you reach out to sedate yourself to the real you. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But what if that were the original plan before we came here, that we would allow addictions on this planet to take us to places where we really might not want to go, but through those experiences, we learn to experience who we're not, so we can then change our minds and move into our hearts and realize who we really are. I know that's a lot to take in, and I know a lot of you are questioning the validity of what I just said, but if you look at addiction through grateful, loving eyes, you will be able to see that it has kicked your butt in many, many ways. And I'm talking about all addictions. I'm not just talking about drugs and alcohol, because addictions suck your energy. Love is an energy, and you are that energy. So isn't it interesting that addictions suck your energy and you become someone different? Someone addicted is also running from himself or herself. And one of the reasons why we run from ourselves is that we don't like ourselves. We don't love ourselves. So we rely on something outside of us for validation. We rely on typical drugs and alcohol to relieve feelings. And yeah, initially they do work. They sedate us so that we really don't look at what's going on. And what's really going on is thoughts like, I really don't count. I don't really deserve to have a wonderful life. What's wrong with me? And all of that is just garbage that our wounded child picked up from childhood. So let's look at addictions from this standpoint. In my coaching practice, I show anyone struggling and feeling powerless in their addictions and codependency how to regain their power and get a speedy, permanent recovery in 3 easy steps. Yeah, I did say permanent recovery, and that is contrary to popular belief. And these are the 3 steps. Number 1, everything is energy. And that's how the universe works. Like attracts like. So if you don't love, honor, and respect yourself, you can't attract somebody who can really love you, because they will be your mirror and they can't give you what they don't have. So if you're looking for love and respect from an addiction, you're not going to get it. And you're also not going to get it from people in your life, because you're going to be attracting people who are like you, who also don't love themselves. Step number 2, know that you are a creator, not a victim. Running from yourself is not loving yourself. No one is causing you to do what you do but you. Yes, you may have a lot of unconscious beliefs that need to be changed, but you are still the one creating by the feelings that you have, which create your beliefs, which create whatever situation you're appearing in. So there is no victimhood. We are taught that we're victims. We're not. Third step. You actually deserve to have the life that you would like to have. That's why you are a powerful, loving creator. That's why you're not a victim. So anything that is occurring in your life right now that you don't like, you have the ability to change it. However, you need to start changing it from the attitude of love, from knowing that you are love. And so I'm asking you, how do you love yourself? How do you know when to feel good or bad? And I'm also asking you, who hurt you the most when you were a kid? When you ask yourself these questions, you may not get the answer immediately, but I promise you, the answers will come. And with the answers, you're going to have a better understanding of the reasons why you are sedating yourself and your feelings with addictions. I'm also going to ask you, how many wounds have you given yourself with the things that you think and say to yourself daily? Now, I have used this story in the past, but I really love what it points out in terms of what we do to ourselves and how we respond to ourselves with a lack of love. So I'm going to tell you a little story. And the name of the story is Nails in the Fence. Who the author is unknown to me. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who had an extremely wicked temper. His dad gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he would have to hammer a nail into the back of the fence. Well, the first day, the little boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger a bit more, the number of nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. And he soon discovered that it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the little boy didn't lose his temper at all. He was so excited, and he told his dad about it, and his dad suggested that now the little boy pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. Well, the days passed by, and the little boy was finally able to say to his dad, "I pulled out all the nails. They're all gone." Well, his dad took the little boy by the hand and he led him to the fence. And he said, "Oh, you've done so very well, my son. But I'd like you to notice and look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar, just like this one. You can put a knife into a person and draw it out, but it won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry, the wound will still be there. A verbal wound is as bad as a physical one." I'm going to ask you again, how many wounds have you given yourself with the things that you think and say to yourself daily? How many times do you put yourself down in an unloving way and say, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I can't have that. I don't know how to do that. All of that is garbage thinking. All of that leads to addiction, to running away from yourself, to relying on something outside of yourself for validation. Please think about and ask yourself, how can I be more loving today? How do you love yourself? Do you get enough sleep? Do you put nice clean sheets on your bed and just luxuriate in them? Do you play and have fun? Do you let go of past hurts? Do you schedule playtime for yourself? Get massages? Eat foods that delight your senses? Giggle outrageously at a funny movie? Do something special for yourself every day? If you don't, if you start doing that, you can increase your love frequency, because love of self is responsible for any other love that you draw into your life. So you can love your addiction for what it has shown you, and it has shown you that you have not been loving yourself, so you can change your mind. That's the beauty of being a creator and not being a victim. You don't like something? Change it. I'd like to take this opportunity right now to tell you about the next show. Our next show will be on August 8th, and its title is The Anatomy of Cravings and How to Transform Them. Sharon Ann Wyckoff is joining me, and she is an experienced telesummit speaker and a fabulous organizer. Sharon was born into a family living in the field of addiction, as she calls it. And now, decades later, having found that the field of freedom and living from there is much better, she is extremely passionate to share all that she has learned on her journey. So she's going to be talking about understanding how awareness, attention, intellect, and will affect addictions, both positively and negatively. We can become aware of what we want to focus on and place our attention there. Using our intellect and will, we can then gain the ability to discriminate the importance of choice and take the appropriate action necessary. So please join us on August 8th. Also, if you're interested in reaching me, you can reach me at judealbright.com, JUDEALLBRIGHT, or beingrecovered.net. And those sites are posted at the bottom of the page that you are on right now. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And keep asking yourself, how can I be more loving? How can I be more loving? It might actually help for you to write that statement out and tape it in various places around your house, in your car, little sticky notes. You will be amazed at how this will click into your unconscious and how your beliefs about yourself will change. Your beliefs about your addiction or your codependency will change also. Simply because I'm going to say you are going to stop running from yourself. And please remember that that's all an addiction is. And those of you who think that you absolutely need antidepressants to stop feelings that you term as negative or feelings that are bothering you, please note that those are addictions also, because you are sedating your true feelings. If you're pissed off, you need to know why you're pissed off, and you need to release it, because as you shove it down into your body, it can stay there for a long time, maybe even years. But you know what? Eventually, it's going to come out. Even when you're sedating yourself by means of an addiction. Please keep asking yourself, how can I be more loving? And I send to you love, joy, and everything that you would like for your life. Bye now.